Exclusive: Mike Pence on social media censorship of conservatives, we are just not going to tolerate it. By Matthew Boyle on May 25, 2020. Norcross, Georgia, Vice President Mike Pence told Breitbart News that the Trump administration is not going to tolerate social media and big tech companies aiming to silence conservative voices in the 2020 election. Asked during an exclusive interview on Friday about big tech companies like Twitter, Facebook, Google, and others downplaying conservative voices, Pence said that President Donald Trump has made it very clear this type of behavior is unacceptable. Pence's interview aired on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125, the Patriot Channel. "Well, the president has made it very clear that we are not going to tolerate censorship on the internet and social media against conservatives," Pence said. "We're just not going to tolerate it." The Wall Street Journal reported over the weekend that Trump is mulling creating a panel to review big tech buys against conservatives. The Wall Street Journal's Alex Leary and John McKinnon wrote, "President Trump is considering establishing a panel to review complaints of anti-conservative bias on social media, according to people familiar with the matter, in a move that would likely draw pushback from technology companies and others. The plans are still under discussion but could include the establishment of a White House-created commission that would examine allegations of online bias and censorship," these people said. The administration could also encourage similar reviews by federal regulatory agencies, such as the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Election Commission, they said. Pence, in his interview with Breitbart News, made clear conservative media voices are key to the public getting accurate information in this election year. Pence said that given the fact the vast majority of the establishment media has gotten several major stories, from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation to impeachment and more, wrong, the public needs more voices, not less, to get the truth. "The great news is there are, in addition to Breitbart, there are great and consistent voices bringing the facts to the American people," Pence said. "While many in the mainstream media have been after this president, after this administration, since before our inauguration, it's been that chorus of voices on the internet that have brought forth the truth and the facts to the American people. Whether it be the whole Mueller investigation or the Russia hoax or whether it be the impeachment that was brought forward and rejected by the Senate, it's been those voices that's made a difference for America. And we have every confidence going forward that we're going to make sure the First Amendment rights of people who cherish freedom and cherish what this president has been able to do for this country are preserved. And I have every confidence that with that great army of conservative thinkers on the internet, we're going to drive toward a great victory come November." Asked also about the recent GOP win in California's 25th Congressional District special election, and if it signals a coming red wave in November, Pence first noted that the GOP also had a big win in Wisconsin. Then he noted that he believes he and Trump are headed to a victory in November as well. "Don't leave out Wisconsin too. It was a couple of great wins," Pence said. "Look, I couldn't be more proud to be vice president to President Donald Trump. In our first 3 years, this is a president who rebuilt our military, who appointed more principled conservatives to our courts than any president in history. This is a president who revived the American economy after the slowest post-session recovery in history under the Obama administration. Millions of jobs created through tax cuts, regulatory relief, unleashing American energy, free and fair trade. And this is a president who has led our nation through one of the greatest challenges in the last century that has saved lives. He stood up not just a whole of government response, but he stood up a whole of America response. He marshaled not just the full power of the federal government but the full power of the American economy to meet this moment. We're going to continue to do that as we continue to build up our supply reserves and continue to develop therapeutics and vaccines going forward. I think as the American people see the leadership that President Donald Trump has provided this nation, they know that come November that President Donald Trump is exactly the right man to lead our nation's economy back and to keep America strong, secure, prosperous, and healthy, and I'm looking forward to campaigning with him all the way to another victory in November 2020. Listen to Vice President Mike Pence on Breitbart News Saturday.